Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Darling, what can I do? I've tried to do everything that I could ever think of to make me and you be tight and be together. But it seems that everything I do is wrong. So won't you please tell me, what can I do to make you and I get along? I sometimes sit down and think, if I could only be with you. Oh my, 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 what I could do. But it seems that although I think of you each and every night, you're far, far and farther away from me.
Yeah, I forgot the soliloquy was this long. That's Bobby Marchand. We're talking about him when I played the Huey Piano Smith record. And What Can I Do was originally a Donnie Elbert record, of course, from 1957. But Bobby Marchand released What Can I Do on Volt in 63. And he was the one I told you was at the Dewdrop Inn in New Orleans and appearing in a dress and heels, like nothing you've ever seen. And this is the club where Little Richard, on his lunch break, when he was at that first specialty session in 1955, he went and he did Tutti Frutti, which was not ready for recording due to the lyrics. And it was Bumps Blackwell who saw him and said, "That's what I'm trying to get on record." And the rest was history. But yeah, Bobby Marchand. Now, I am Raleigh James, and I'm filling in for G, and this is WGN Radio. And producer Ben is keeping me on track, and engineer Adam is keeping me on the air. And we are talking, of course, tangentially at least, pandemic. And when you get to Memorial Day, of course, there are so many things that would normally be done in groups that here you are distancing, physical distancing at home. Well, Teresa Eamon is a singer, vintage vocals, I'll have you know, and she is doing socially distanced singing shows. So, Teresa, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so 208-313, are you from Idaho Falls?
That's where I'm originally from. Okay. Right now, I'm living in Monroe, North Carolina.
Oh, because I saw this phone number. I used to live in Coeur d'Alene. I said, wait a minute, that's across the state.
Oh! So I refuse to give up my Idaho phone number because Idaho is in my heart and soul.
Well, that's right, and it only has one area code. It's easy. You know, there you are in Monroe. Hell, who knows where you are? You know?
That's right. When I call people for the first time, they're like, what is 208? I'm like, Idaho, it's all right.
That's right. It's the whole state, and will continue to be. Yes, indeed. So, you know, it's interesting you say socially distance. I kind of bristle at that word because we're not socially distancing. We're physically distancing. We're trying to be more social than ever at a distance. And you're managing
right.
you're managing to pull it off with singing. So tell me about this.
So I have all my best ideas when I'm in the shower, and it came to me as we were starting this quarantine thing that as I was losing all of my jobs, because I do two very distinct shows. I do air shows, which is how I met your engineer Ben, or your manager Ben, and then I also do retirement communities, both of which were the first things to go. And I thought, what am I going to do with myself? And I am fairly savvy about Facebook, and I've been playing with the live feature, and I thought I would try to do a show, and it kind of blew up, and I've been doing them now for 10 weeks and have a pretty solid following of people who tune in every Saturday at 8 o'clock to hear songs from the 20s through the late 50s, early 60s, depending on what I'm in the mood to do. And it's been great, especially for, older folks in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, kind of give them a way to keep time to know what day of the week it is.
Now, let me ask you, with Facebook, does somebody have to have a page to be able to access yours?
No. No, because I do the live broadcast as public feature. So if you have the link, you can just type that into your browser or cut and paste it into your browser and watch it from your browser.
Glad to hear that, because that's my only gripe with Facebook is that so many things require people to have their own pages, many of whom don't wish to have their own pages for a variety of reasons. So with that in mind, what's the link?
Well, so that's the problem.
Oh.
A live broadcast doesn't have a link until you're live.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So that's been a really hard thing to explain to people in general, especially those that don't use Facebook. So what I would say is you just find Teresa Eamon on Facebook at 8 o'clock, and there you'll be able to see it. It is a little cumbersome, and I'll tell you this. This is something very new for me, and every week I'm working out new things. We are looking at putting me on YouTube.
Yes, thank
once
you.
Once I'm on
thank
YouTube,
you. Yes,
that will be a lot easier. This was something that came out of just a small idea, and it's been growing and growing. And so the YouTube is something new that we're working on, and it's going to come probably by next week.
Good. Well, let us know where that is, because that'll be a big thing. For instance, you've got a link on your page at Facebook, Teresa Sings Standards. You click on that link, it says page not found.
It does.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, so that's what I mean. I'm not surprised. But
and that's probably because of the settings. I have to go in and fix those. But sometimes you don't find those until somebody else.
Right. That's why. A nice YouTube link, and then turn it into a tiny URL so everybody will remember it. It's free to do that. Just go to tinyurl.com. Right. It'll generate it for you. And then you can just give that to everybody, and your link will not change week to week.
Right.
And
this is all new. So I am a performer. I am not a tech person.
Right.
And this whole situation has forced me to become my own sound person, my own computer person, my own web person, my own social media person. And, you know, I'm 53 years old. My brain is like, hello, I don't think like this anymore.
Just wait a couple decades. In any event, the deal is tomorrow at 8 Eastern Time, which is 7 on Central Time for Chicago, and you will be doing a live performance. So if people can get to Facebook.com and manage to get on the page and look up Teresa R. Eamon, E-A-M-A-N, they'll be able to see you. So 20s through the 60s. Give me some of the stuff that you're singing.
So each week it's a little bit different, but there are like ones that you can expect. So Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, Get Happy, Happy Days Are Here Again, I'll Be Seeing You, which is Vera Lynn, and then I do quite a bit of Patsy Cline. I've been really loving Patsy Cline, which is kind of out of my range, a little bit of Joe Stafford. And they actually do some more, you know, like 50s and into 60s, some stuff that I've been listening to and liking. Brenda Lee, that was the song. I'm of an age where sometimes things escape me, so I was filling in time there. But Brenda Lee, I want to do a little bit of that. Just a variety of songs. Usually, you know, it's 40s stuff.
Okay.
You know, just jazz standards in general, you know.
Okay. And some of the big band stuff, and maybe some Joni James and stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay.
And
what?
Frank Sinatra stuff, and just anything that I can do that feels good. I also take requests from people who listen, that usually they'll make a request and then I will sing it the following week.
If you like it. I mean,
if I can find the track for it.
Yeah. So how many people are requesting Mersey Dotes?
Believe it or not, I have had more than one person request that.
Yeah, I thought so. See, unfortunately,
that's not a bad song.
No. Yeah, and Little Lambs Eat Ivy. Or not. Yeah, that's...
Or not.
Yeah, right. Like the Andrews sisters. Shrimp and rice is very nice, but...
I'm trying to think. The Mary Zedos version that I like is with the, I can't think of his name. And then he had the girl, the vocal group behind him. He did Tallahassee. He did a whole bunch of stuff. But there's a decent version of Mare Zedos. And I like it just because of the,
There was a rock and roll version, too, by The Innocents.
Oh, right. I hadn't thought about that in forever.
Yeah, right, on Kama Sutra. Yeah,
and
so
I can. I can tell by what you're playing that you really have a great and eclectic knowledge of music. As I was listening to your show, I'm like, oh, I would love to talk to her because she really knows the history of stuff.
Well, most of the stuff I'm playing probably wouldn't go over too well in the nursing homes. But then again, I was talking to a friend who does disc jockeying at senior alive after 55 communities. And he said, you know, doo-wop is almost becoming too old for some of these people. I said, oh man, we're toast. It's over. So a lot of this, it is a lot of things you would normally not think were pop standards or what used to be in the radio format, music of your life, that I used to love to call music of what's left of your life. But, you think about 55, I mean, my God, that's not long ago, musically speaking.
No, not really. Well, and I'm really surprised that when I sing at local gigs, this music appeals to young people. And how many people will come up to me and say, oh, you don't know how much I love Ella Fitzgerald or how much I love, sometimes random people are like, who played that for you? Oh, well, my mom or my grandmother. And this music lives on from these decades, including the 50s, because it's just great music.
Yes, absolutely. It stands the test of time. And, you know, luckily, a lot of the classics that you're singing will be preserved because they were so widespread in the general market and it's so available. But, you know, a lot of the stuff I play, you know, give it another 10 years and people just say, who? Unfortunate.
Yeah.
But as far as Mare Zedos, Tommy Ridgely, who was a New Orleans kind of rock and roll singer, did it on Herald. Dodie Stevens, the girl who did Tan Shoes and Pink Shoelace, she did it on Dot. So an amazing amount of people did that song. So I'm not surprised that other than the Merry Macs, which made it number one, of course, that it gets requests. This is a lot of fun. All right, so
I was thinking of the. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the Pied Pipers, 1944.
Oh, right, right.
That's older.
Well, the Merry Macs were March of 44. It went to number one. They had it originally, and it also, back then, records weren't what were selling, as you well know, I'm sure. It was sheet music sales, and it was the number one sheet music seller, and in the first 3 weeks of release, it sold about 500,000 sheet music pieces.
Really?
Yeah, it was very big. First time it aired was on WOR, and it was, Al Trace and his Silly Symphonists played it live.
See, now I have to look up a lot of that stuff. My grandfather was a great piano player, and he had so much sheet music. And I remember him playing Mare Zedos,
right.
But I never knew who had done it. Now I'm going to have to look up all of these artists that I have not heard it from.
I'm sure all of this is on YouTube. I'm sure of it. That's the nice thing. So three guys wrote it. Al Hoffman was one of the three. But there were three guys who wrote the thing, and they got it on live on OR, and then the Merry Macs recorded it. But, there's tons of versions of that, and that's probably a lot of fun. But there's so many other things like it that are a lot of fun that this is a great deal. So now, interestingly, with some of your audience being senior communities, how many of them have been able to say, maybe they had a son or a grandson or something who set it up for them, I've heard you online?
I haven't had, so from the senior communities, not really many, but from the air show community, a large portion of my viewers are, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. I have several 80-year-olds, and there's a lot of daughters who are sharing it with their moms. So I lied. There are two people that watch me from their retirement community. One, the daughter lives here, and the mother lives in Ohio, and the other is in Wisconsin. And they've been tuned on to me, and their daughters send them the link quick, and they just click and watch.
Perfect.
When I go live. And they love it, and they love the music. They're like, this is the stuff that reminds me of my husband or, you know, my first boyfriend or whatever, and that makes me really happy.
Well, that's, you just hit on something that's a good idea for individuals who maybe aren't on Facebook but know somebody who is. Ask them to go to your page tomorrow, and that's easy to find, Teresa R. Eamon, E-A-M-A-N, and then to just email the link that they'll get for the live performance, and that's one way to spread it until you're on YouTube.
Right. Right.
All right.
And you know, the problem is YouTube's been, they're a little funny with the licensing, and that's part of what I'm working around. But the Facebook seems to work for now, and we're going to do, tomorrow I'm going to do some patriotic stuff, too, and some stuff that harkens back to remembering those that made the ultimate sacrifice, which, you know, is part of the Memorial Day. I don't want to say celebrating, but what we're commemorating.
Yeah.
And so we'll be doing, I'll be doing some stuff that, you know, remembering the veterans and stuff.
Terrific. Well, keep us posted when you get that YouTube link. And in the meantime, good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. So vintage vocals, that sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah, that does go well with the air shows indeed. So.